The U.S. economy is estimated to be growing at more than 3% in the first quarter of 2026, twice what it grew at in the fourth quarter 25. Wage growth continues to outpace inflation by 1.3%. Roanoke College surveyed 930 people statewide in mid-February. Senior analyst Dr. Alice Cassens then crunched the numbers.
Even if you have inflation, no matter what rate it is, if your wages are growing faster, your purchasing power increases. And so right now we've got inflation that's really moderated. If you measure it using the CPI, it's 2.4%, which is much lower than we were in those highs of the summer of 2022. And it was wage growth that's way outpacing that.
Cassin says any impact of how tariffs might impact consumer sentiment has been minimal.
And as far as consumer sentiment, it showed up a little bit when we asked people about household finances, when they would talk about how things would be expensive. But now, looking at the data, especially because the biggest driver of the increase in consumer sentiment are people's expectations of the coming year, I think people have kind of felt that it's done its thing and it wasn't that bad, and here we go.
The Virginia Index of Consumer Expectations, another gauge of how 70% of the country's economy feels about the current outlook, jumped a healthy 2.5 points, with a third of Virginians feeling their household finances will improve over the next year. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.